Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
All right, we are deep into week four of Donald Trump's war with Iran, and I regret to inform you, things continue to get worse. Gas prices have spiked to their highest price thus far. Old Donald Trump tweets are resurfacing that perfectly predicted the situation, and Trump is actively moving thousands of new troops to the Middle East, some from the 82nd Airborne Division, which is not just a waiting force. They don't just sit back and wait. That is an attacking and occupying force. Let's back up and start off with this post from 13 years ago when Donald Trump himself said, quote, "Remember that I predicted a long time ago that President Obama will attack Iran because of his inability to negotiate properly, not skilled." Well, now we have reports that the Iranians only want to negotiate with J.D. Vance out of everybody. They don't want to talk to Kushner and Witkoff because they feel betrayed. They feel like Kushner and Witkoff were stringing them along and allowing Trump to repeatedly bomb, or at least Netanyahu to repeatedly bomb. It feels like Netanyahu is really the one that wants to extend this war. If I had to guess, Trump wants it to be quick. He wanted it to be in and out. He wanted it to be like Venezuela, where you chop off the head and the rest of the body falls in line. But that is not what we're seeing at all. What we're seeing is an extended, elongated war because the IRGC is so incredibly entrenched in Iran that the only way to do this is through a ground war. And it seems like that's what we might be lining up for. But to continue, I want to show you some more posts from Donald Trump. In 2011, he said, "In order to get elected, Barack Obama will start a war with Iran. At Barack Obama will attack Iran in order to get reelected." "I predict that Barack Obama will at some point attack Iran in order to save face." And then he said, "Remember that I predicted a long time ago that Obama will attack Iran." Come on, dude. I mean, it even goes far past that. I pointed out recently, it's crazy how Trump has an oracle-like instinct to predict his own presidency through made-up criticism of Obama. And it's a tweet from 2016. It says, "While our wonderful president was out playing golf today, the TSA is falling apart just like our government. Airports, a total disaster." Fast forward to 2026, Donald Trump is quite literally golfing while the TSA has not been paid for, I think it's like 38 days now, maybe even a little bit more than that. But to back up, here is the 18-month average retail price chart for regular gas in the United States. The spike has not eased. We are continuing to hit new highs. We are at $4 across the entire country on average now. And this brings me to Donald Trump's meltdown throughout this morning. I mean, while we're at war, Donald Trump and the White House account have been posting these random, vague videos, then deleting them. And early in the morning, at 5 a.m., Donald Trump was posting, quote, "NATO nations have done absolutely nothing to help with the lunatic nation, now militarily decimated, of Iran. The USA needs nothing from NATO, but, quote, never forget this very important point in time." Is he invoking 9/11 during this? 9/11 is the only time Article 5 of NATO has been invoked, and all of our allies, Europe, Canada, they came, and many of them died. In the United Kingdom, many people died fighting our Middle Eastern wars, and now they're just saying, hey, we're not going to go on a suicide mission when you've been bullying us and threatening to seize Greenland for the past year, man. We're not going to help you with this. That's not how Article 5 works at all. On top of that, you have to remember, when Donald Trump says they're militarily decimated or that we've won this war, that can be proven wrong by the fact that we can't even get a single ship through the Strait of Hormuz. If the war were over, and if Iran had no military capability, we would be able to easily get ships through, or at least escort ships through the Strait, but we cannot. He then says, "When is, quote, enough enough, end quote, for our Republican senators? There comes a time when you must do what should have been done a long time ago, and something which the lunatic Democrats will do one day, lunatic Democrats, if they ever get the chance. Terminate the filibuster and get our airports and everything else moving again." Lord have mercy. I need my coffee reading these early morning Trump meltdowns. By the way, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adamachler feed. We're getting closer and closer to 2 million subscribers, which would be a record for Gen Z-built independent media. But to continue, he said, "Terminate the filibuster and get our airports moving." Okay, there's already a bill to fund TSA that is on the desk of Congress, and Donald Trump told Republicans to shoot it down. Number two, terminating the filibuster is so incredibly radical that it's basically in line with everything else Trump wants to do, and the Republicans in Congress are the only people, thank God, holding the line on this, saying we're not going to do that, because they understand that in like 10 months, Democrats would take power, and if the filibuster is terminated, we would have carte blanche, the ability to do anything we effing want. We could just justify it because the Republicans terminated the filibuster. Donald Trump then says, the Iranian negotiators are very different and, quote, strange. They are, quote, begging us to make a deal, which they should be doing since they have been militarily obliterated. I can't believe he's still using the word obliterated after all this time. He says, with zero chance of comeback, and yet they publicly state they are only, quote, looking at our proposal. Wrong. They better get serious soon before it is too late. Dude, he's been saying this like every 3 days, that they better get serious now. Today is the last day. While he's claiming the war is over and he's won, here's what to know about the forces being deployed. More than 1,000 U.S. soldiers with the Army's 82nd Airborne Division are preparing to deploy in the coming days. The contingent of paratroopers includes a battalion of the 1st Brigade Combat Team, the 11th MEU and Boxer Amphibious Ready Group. The 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit and Boxer Amphibious Ready Group have had their deployment rerouted and accelerated, two U.S. officials told CNN earlier this week. Some people have been speculating that Donald Trump was trying to delay until Friday when the markets close, try to get all of the troops into the region, and then attack. I mean, the stock market was tanking last Friday, so he wanted to salvage what he could by saying they were close to a peace deal. He's very likely just trying to pump the markets before we actually do an attack proper this weekend, but I could be wrong. We'll see what happens. To continue, we have a second ARG MEU, which is a Marine Expeditionary Unit, with thousands of Marines coming from the Okinawa-based 31st Marine Expeditionary Units. Already in the region, U.S. Central Command said that roughly 50,000 U.S. troops are in the Middle East as a whole, not in Iran, but in the Middle East as a whole, and we'll see what continues to happen. Then we have Donald Trump posting this very recently. He said, quote, Chuck Schumer, a desperate, crippled politician, Jesus Christ, who has lost control of the radical left Democrats. Yeah, Chuck Schumer definitely strikes me as a radical left. Chuck Schumer is like a moderate, boring Democrat. Sorry, Chuck Schumer. Quote, we'll make a deal because he thinks that if he doesn't, Republicans will terminate the filibuster, something which they should do whether he makes a deal or not. So wait, first of all, Donald Trump is clearly lying to try to gain leverage in this post. But when you say that Republicans will do it whether we have a deal or not, you lose all the leverage. Donald Trump is currently melting down while the world is at war. He's claiming we've won one day, but then the next day that we need a coalition because we can't get through the strait. But then the next day the war is over and we've won. The next day we're winning the negotiations. And then now the negotiators are very, very strange. And Trump is ranting about how he's actively having trouble reaching a deal. This is an absolute mess. And I just want to give you a really high level breakdown of how I think this happened. I've repeated this a few times, but Netanyahu has wanted to go to war with Iran for his entire adult life. Trump was the only U.S. president dumb enough and narcissistic enough to think that he could just recreate his Venezuela invasion or his Venezuela takeover and do it again in Iran. He thought if he chops off the head, if he kills the leader, the rest of the body will fall in line. With Venezuela, it sort of worked without any consequences, but it wasn't really regime change. It was more like regime coercion. We just killed, we abducted Maduro, and then his number two took over. Now, in Iran, we killed the Ayatollah, and Trump didn't realize that the regime is not just one person. It's not just a few people. It's not just a line of successors. The regime is quite literally deeply entrenched in Iran, in the establishment, in the institutions, and it would take a literal on-the-ground war. Now, Netanyahu is down for that. He's down for anything. He wants war. He's like Lindsey Graham. Him and Lindsey Graham are probably doing phone calls behind the scenes talking about how excited they are to go to war, and Trump is being drug along. He wants this to be over, I'm assuming, for his own political career. But I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate this, drop a like, subscribe. We're going to have more debates. We'll play more CNN hits. We're starting our own debate show very, very soon. So subscribe for it all to support the Atomocracy. I love you all and peace out.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. social casino.